Welcome to Monterey Bay This Week from KAZU News. It's Saturday, December 20th. I'm Ngozi Cole. The California Arts Council wants to hear from Central Coast artists. It's part of an initiative to shape the state's creative economy plan. Hannah Blumenfeld is a project Central Coast regional manager.
Certainly in a room of creatives, there will always be someone and many people who bring to light ideas that we hadn't even considered yet.
The Arts Council will host a town hall at the Watsonville Arts Center on January 10th and a virtual session on January 28th. In other local news this week, the Santa Cruz Regional Transportation Commission wants to hear from people as it reviews its long-term plan. KAZU's Erin Malsbury has more on that.
The plan gets updated every 4 years and lists projects and goals for the next 25 years. The 600-plus projects listed range from improving road signs to replacing bridges. Communication specialist Shannon Munns says some of them likely aren't feasible yet.
Projects that we would like to do and that are needed, but that we would need new funding sources for.
A public hearing on the plan is scheduled for January 15th, and public comment is open until January 30th.
That was Erin Malsbury. And Cal State University Monterey Bay made some big gains in graduation rates over the last decade. KAZU's Katie Brown spoke to Provost Andrew Lawson.
After a decade-long California State University-wide effort to improve graduation rates, Cal State Monterey Bay made the most progress of the 23 campuses. Andrew Lawson is Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs at CSUMB.
Did they give you guys like any trophy or something?
I wish they gave us a trophy. They did not give us a trophy.
But he says at a symposium in October, the campus was recognized. CSU's Graduation Initiative 2025 had six overarching goals. A CSU system spokesperson confirmed CSUMB came closest to meeting them. The campus made the biggest system-wide gains in their two-year transfer graduation rate. Lawson views the win as a campus-wide effort and credits several factors, including the design of hands-on learning courses and investments in academic advising and tutoring. Plus,
our smaller size is actually to our advantage. Students can have personal connection to their faculty. The faculty know them. The staff know them. They can get individualized mentoring and really begin to connect to their academic programs.
Although still one of the smallest CSU campuses, Cal State Monterey Bay has added more than 1,000 students in the last 2 years.
The more you can engage students on campus, the more they feel part of a community, the more they feel a sense of belonging, the more likely they are to be engaged in their academic life and more likely to graduate.
Lawson said the success should help attract more students who will be confident they can graduate with less debt and find good-paying jobs.
That was Katie Brown. The Monterey County District Attorney's Office is investigating an officer-involved shooting early Tuesday morning in Soledad. Elena Nilsax reported on that.
Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a suspicious driver in a residential area who was playing loud music and was allegedly armed. Sheriff Tina Nieto says during the encounter, a deputy fired his gun, hitting the driver.
At the time of the shooting, there were two deputies on scene. One deputy was involved in the shooting with the suspect, who was armed with a rifle.
According to a press release, the driver was given first aid at the scene and then transported to a local hospital. The deputies weren't injured. Nieto says her office gave body camera footage to the DA's office. With some exemptions, body cam footage must be publicly released within 45 days under California law.
That was Elena Nilsax. And more Monterey County news. Nurses at the Community Hospital of Monterey Peninsula, or CHUMP, rallied on Monday morning outside the hospital demanding a fair union election. This comes after they filed to unionize last week. The nurses say the CHUMP administration is union busting.
They told us that we were trespassing.
That's Kiki Johnson, an operating room nurse.
They've had security escort us out. Last night, the police were called on us, and we've done everything within the law. We're following the law to the T.
In a statement, CHUMP says the hospital is disappointed that nurses want union representation. And Katie Brown got into the holiday spirit by doing a walking tour through some of California's oldest buildings scattered across Old Monterey.
Roughly 2,000 people meander through Old Monterey for Christmas in the Adobes every year. Park interpreter Aaron Gilmartin helped coordinate the Monterey State Historic Park Association's immersive event.
This is my 9th Christmas in the Adobes. We have luminaria lighting the pathways through the gardens, and each building will have a light refreshment.
Watch out there, guys.
But also some kind of entertainment.
Christmas Eve, Christmas carolers, bah! The house of Ebenezer Scrooge.
That's really what I think makes this event special, is the performances. We're doing 1920s jazz in the Larkin House. We have very traditional Fandango dancing going on at the Custom House.
We've been dancing in the Custom House for the last 32 years, and we do the dances of Alta California, the most northern state of Mexico.
But then we also hire local musicians.
That every single house is a little bit different.
I'm Paulina.
This is my mom.
I'm her mom.
Yeah. I don't know. I love Adobe houses, so.
It's amazing. We love the architecture.
That's really cool.
There was a dance performance, flamenco.
We've got flamingo dancers that are down there kicking their heels around.
I'm from Riverside County, you know, 6 hours from here. 2 years ago, I was asked to volunteer, and I said, yes, I go by Lou, just plain L-U. The grandkids are here and everything, but oh, I love California history.
And we're wrapping up with a longer story by KAZU's Scott Cohn. The Central Coast is home to more than 600,000 TV viewers, according to Nielsen. But it has only one local TV news outlet, KSBW, in Salinas, that, after CBS affiliate KION abruptly shut down its newsroom in September. As Scott reports, that makes our area part of a national trend.
Hey, good Monday morning, everybody. This is going to be what I like to call a general synopsis.
Longtime Central Coast meteorologist Lee Solomon loves talking about the weather.
Whether it's folks going to see the Bixby Bridge in Big Sur, the aquarium, whale watching, fishing, Three Harbors, the Santa Cruz Mountains, the wineries up in the hills or down in the valleys, all the ag that we have here, everything we do revolves around the weather. There's some clouds out there. They came in yesterday along the coast, got a little bit of that marine layer.
But these days, for the first time in more than 20 years, he is not delivering his forecast on television. He put out this report a few days ago on Facebook.
You know, we could get walloped right around Christmas Eve.
Solomon, who is 56, has been at the center of a huge shakeup in the Monterey Salinas TV market. Late last year, he left his longtime TV home at KSBW after 22 years. He says he needed a break. Then, this summer, he resurfaced at the competition, KION.
He's back, and KION's got him.
I'll see you in August.
It would not last long. On September 23rd, less than 2 months after he started, KION shut down its newsroom with no warning to Solomon or anyone else.
It was sad. There was a lot of young people employed there. Some of them in their first or second position, and they were devastated.
More than a dozen people lost their jobs, including managing editor Jeanette Bent, who had been with the station for a year and a half.
We had such a good team that were so talented and energetic, enthusiastic, just creative, and it just stopped.
Rio Salinas.
And Sandy Santos, who produced a Spanish language newscast for KION's sister station, Telemundo 23.
The shock for me and for everyone else was, well, what's going to happen? Where are we going to get our news?
KION's owner, the Missouri-based News Press and Gazette Company, did not respond to multiple emails, and it hasn't publicly given a reason for the change. The station now airs news from KPIX, the CBS-owned station in San Francisco. KPIX did hire former KION news director Scott Raitz to cover the Central Coast, but Jeanette Bent says that's not the same as a full local news team.
They're going to do their best, but they're not down here.
Coverage you can count on. KSBW Action News.
That leaves KSBW, which simulcasts its news on the air and on two digital channels, as the area's only local TV news operation. The station, which is owned by New York-based Hearst Corporation, declined to comment for this story. Lee Solomon says having just one voice for local TV news and weather is not good for the community.
I think it's awful. You just are not going to get the types of coverage, whether it's weather, whether it's news. It's nobody's fault. It's just You got four people. What are you going to do?
He's right, says Tim Franklin, chair of the local news initiative at Northwestern University's Medill School of Journalism. He says local TV is following a similar path to local newspapers, diminishing fast.
You and I are living through a generational change in how news is consumed and how it's produced and how it's distributed and how it's paid for.
Some of the laid-off KION staffers have found TV jobs in other cities, but others are staying put, like Sandy Santos, the former Telemundo anchor, who says she has family ties here. But she's not sure if she'll be able to stay in journalism. And with no local news serving the Hispanic community, she's worried.
Where are they going to get the information? Where are they going to get it? Is it going to be accurate?
Former managing editor Jeanette Bent is helping develop a digital channel, the 831, on the independent publishing platform Substack.
Maybe this is the buddings of a new era of journalism that's not strict and linear.
Lee Solomon will provide weather for the new venture, but he says he's also working on a new service, streaming direct to your phone, working with a nationwide network of developers that includes some former TV meteorologists like him.
So I'm planning to bring us into the future, literally.
But that, he says, is months, if not years away, as the Central Coast and the nation look beyond the time when TV news was king.
That was Scott Cohn, and that's all for Monterey Bay this week. This episode was produced by me, Ngozi Cole. It was reported by me, Elena Nilsax, Erin Mosbury, Scott Cohn, and Katie Brown. Our editor is Amy Mayer, KAZU's news director. We'll be back with more local news next week. Have a great weekend.